the Exelon bill actually explicitly, directly affects retail rates that consumers will pay. And that's a huge distinction to be drawn from the bill that we actually got passed this past spring, which had no direct connection to retail rates paid by consumers. Right now it's on hold because of a court action, but it would affect wholesale rates. And what the legislators understood when they passed the bill, what the governor understood when he signed the bill, was that even though wholesale rates would have been impacted by the bill, so the rates paid by our competitors to lease our network, there was absolutely no necessity for retail rates to increase to consumers here in Illinois. Even at the time we were discussing the bill during the session in the spring, we could point to numerous examples where AT&T and MCI, the most active opponents against the bill, were actually operating in other states where the wholesale prices were at least as high as the price we would have been able to charge if the bill went into effect, or even higher. Yet they were charging the same rate in Illinois. So in other words, consumers weren't getting a deal in Illinois where in a state where AT&T and MCI were paying a lower wholesale price.
The bill did turn out to be a political hot potato for a lot of people involved. Is this inevitable in these things? Are these just things that SBC feels it has to do in order to get what it feels to be the right playing field?
When you're talking about one of the largest employers in the state, the incumbent phone company, people are going to be looking carefully at what we do. But what really spun it up so much is the aggressive techniques used by our competitors to really, I think, mislead people, to mischaracterize what was going on, and to turn the entire process into a zoo. We had consumer groups involved in our debate and the governmental groups that are involved in the Exelon debate, but we also had a whole other level of voices out there, shrill voices out there, the voices of AT&T and MCI. These are multinational companies, huge companies who have a ton of resources, who were going to stop at nothing to ensure that they could maintain their 56% profit margins, the subsidy we provide them through our below-cost wholesale pricing.
You used the phrase incumbent phone company, which made me think of some of the changes which have happened in telecommunications. Like you noted, there are long-distance carriers now in the local service market, and they're doing business in Illinois, and SBC is in the long distance market as well. Do you see a time when consumers will not be thinking so much of, you know, their local phone company and those long distance companies, but they'll just be thinking of phone companies?
You know, it used to be that it was easy to, you know, make fine, you know, demarcations between local service, long distance service, computers, internet, cable. Now you can use your cable to make telephone calls, use your local phone service to get, video. Everything is sort of mixed together and the demarcations have gone away. And I think that that's a good thing for consumers and a good thing for all of us because it just leads to greater ease and convenience. Our offers now that we're making since we've gotten into the long distance market on October 24th, we have bundles that include every service out there. You know, we have bundles that include local and long distance, plus we have our singular wireless, we have DSL, our high-speed internet access. So you're talking about being able to obtain all of your communications needs from one provider. And it's sort of the model, in a sense, to get to where you were asking if I thought we'd be, which is, it all doesn't matter. You just use your phone, you make your calls, and that's it.